الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار وقال أيضا تعالى توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the bounty of iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever dies and the last words are the kalima, آخر الكلمة لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة, he will enter Jannah. But before that, we have to purify from our sins. Because at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the person who is dying. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ O nafs who is full of peace, اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ Return to your Creator in a state رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً that you also will be pleased with Allah and Allah will be pleased with you. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي and enter, be amongst the people who are my servants, the Salihin. And وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي and enter the Jannah. So Allah has blessed us with the Iman. We have to preserve it until the last moment of our life. And the ulama has said the death will come in a situation how you have lived your life. If you have done the good things in the life, there will be no pain at the time of death. Because when a soul is taken out from the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, if the soul is the righteous soul, done the good things, then Israel alayhi salatu wasalam accompanies 500 angels from the Jannah. And they bring the shroud from the Jannah, the musk, the fragrance from the Jannah. And the soul is taken out very swiftly, very easily, like you overturn the bottle of the water and the water drips so quickly. In the same way, the soul doesn't stop in any organs of the body and it is taken out swiftly. If the soul is bad, then Israel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and is accompanied by the same amount of angels from the fire of hell, who will have torches of fire. Now in taking out the soul, it will be delayed. والتفت الساق بالساق. The starting point will be the toe. And then it will be stopped in the hill. The angels who will have torches of fire will punish according to the deeds of the person. And then it will be moved to the heel. Then in the same manner to the shin, to the knee, to the thigh, to the stomach, then to the chest, and then it will be brought in the throat. And in the throat there will be a noise of the death. That is why the toba, repentance, is accept malam yugharghir. Until the throat doesn't start playing the sound of the death, until then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of repentance open. So a person, if he is good, his death will be swift. A person, if he is bad, then the pain will start at the time of death. And then further on the other stations, when he goes in barzakh, then there will be punishment there. Then on the day of judgment, when he will cross the pul sirat, punishment there. On the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint the mizan, and the good deeds and the bad deeds will be weighed. Wal waznu yawma idin al haqq, faman saqulat mawazinuhu فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. The scale of the good deeds will be heavy if you have done good deeds. And if you have done bad deeds, then the scale of the bad deeds will be heavy. And each and every deed which we do, it will be in front of us. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. Every good and bad will be in front of us. And a person will look with his own eyes. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So before facing that day, when Allah will tell us, Iqra'a kitabak, you yourself read your book of deeds. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawm alayka hasiba. You yourself can judge what you have done. So before that date comes, we need to purify ourselves. Because nafs is in three grades. One is nafs-e ammara. Then when a person makes an effort on it, it becomes nafs-e lawwama. The gap between the two is a big gap. Then there is a third one called nafs-e mutmainna. The gap between nafs-e ammara and nafs-e mutmainna is a very, very long gap. So everybody has got nafs-e ammara. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ وَنَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. A prophet is saying, I don't deny that my nafs is good, because إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. The nafs always guides us, takes us towards the wrong path. So first category of the nafs is ammara. Ammara means he will always make you do bad things. Always the desire will come in the soul. The desire will come in the nafs. I want to drink alcohol. I want to gamble. I want to have an affair with a woman. I want to backbite. I want to look at the woman. I want to be jealous with someone, hasad. I want to make someone my enemy, envy. I want to accuse someone. I want to abuse someone. So the nafs is there. And this is the ibtidai marhala. Everybody has got nafs-e ammara. Now when nafs-e ammara does something bad, a person does not realize if he is not in the good environment. That is why the environment of the masjid is very important. When a person enters the masjid, he sees people are doing tilawat, some are doing zikr, some are supplicating, making duas, some are reading the Quran, some are reading nawafil, some are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying. So this is an environment. Now in this environment, if a person enters with nafsi ammara, then the realization will come in his heart. Oh, I am doing wrong. Such and such thing I have done is wrong. Now this ehsas, this realization will be created in his nafs. And he will make a step ahead towards nafsi lawwama. Nafsi lawwama is not 100% pure nafs. A person does something good, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, then he commits a sin. He comes back home, he realizes, he wakes up, he makes wuzu, he goes on the prayer mat, he does 2 rakat namaz, salatul tawbah, and he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always give an example. Two friends, both are in the 18, 19, 20 years old. They come out from the house at 10 o'clock. The mission of both of them is same. But one has got nafsi ammara, and one has got nafsi lawwama. Now nafsi lawwama doesn't mean that it's purified. Nafsi lawwama, at times he will do good things, at times he will do bad things. Nafsi ammara, he will always do the bad things. Always. There is no realization what he is doing. So these two friends, they go out. They dine together. Two girlfriends are with them. Then they go to the shisha cafe. Girlfriends are with them. Then they have rented a room. They go to the hotel. Then they commit adultery. After everything is done, they drink alcohol. Both are on the same mission. They are friends. When they return back, one enters in Canterbury Road in his house, the other one in Chesterfield Road in his house, or whatever road it is. So one's name is Zed, one's name is Bakr. Now Zed, when he enters his house, because he has made an effort on the nafs to control the desires, but because of his friends, there is a friendship there, isn't it? He doesn't want to go. But come on, man, come on, let's chill out. Say, person, he doesn't want to do anything wrong, but because of the friend, he will accompany with him. He will go with him. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqin, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin." It is very, very important when you choose a friend, what type of friend you have got. Because you will get that environment. If the friend is coming in the masjid, you come with him, you will get the good environment. If the friend is taking you to the pub, you will get the bad environment. So Zed has got this effort in life. Now he goes at home. So first of all, he realizes, I've done something wrong. Let me have a shower. I'm filthy. He's junub. So now he has a bath. And then he sits down on the bed and then he starts thinking, I've done a wrong thing today. I must ask for forgiveness. So he asks for forgiveness. Now Bakr, because he has got nafsi ammara, he always does the bad thing, but he has got no realization what he's doing. He's never made an effort to come towards nafsi lawwama. So he just goes home, he doesn't have a bath. Now he's sleeping in the state of junub. The father and mother doesn't know. Napak bachcha uske andar ghar ke andar soya hua hai. Zina karke aaya hai, sharab pi ke aaya hai. Where is the barakah of the house? The barakah of the house will depart. There is no barakah. The guy has committed a sin and he is lying down on the bed in the state of junub. But on the other side, Zaid, he makes tawbah. So when he makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah says, you commit your sins, you make tawbah, I will forgive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith it is mentioned, he used to do 100 times istighfar. 100 times istighfar a day. So the question is, did he commit any sin? He used to read namaz, and he used to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. 3 times. Now he's read the namaz, the salah. So what wrong has he done? Why is he saying Astaghfirullah? Astaghfirullah means everybody has got a different stage in salah. Some's concentration is very high. They don't even the dunyavi thoughts to come in them. This is the top salah. लेकिन हमारी सलाह तो ऐसी है कि दुनिया के जितनी भी चीजें हैं नहीं वो सलाह के अंदर आती. ऑल द थॉट्स ऑफ द दुनिया, ऑल अवर प्लान्स वी मेक इन 4 रकात सलाह. दैट इज अवर प्लान. व्हेन द इमाम विल स्टार्ट द खुतबा अंटिल द एंड ऑफ द खुतबा एंड एंड ऑफ द 2 रकात नमाज वी मेक ऑल द प्लान व्हाट आई एम गोना डू फ्रॉम नाउ अंटिल इवनिंग. वी मेक द प्लान. सो जैद he realizes he does something wrong. So he makes tawbah. So my brother, it is our duty as a Muslim, when we depart from this world, we should be purified and we change the nafs-e ammara to nafs-e lawwama. Then from nafs-e lawwama, we change it to nafs-e mutmainna. When we reach that stage, nafsul mutmainna, that is when Allah will say, Ya ayyatu nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbi. Come on, go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back, return to your creator. But until that nafsi mutmainna is not made, and we are in the state of nafsi lawwama, many of us are still in ammara. We keep on committing sins, keep on committing sins. How many times we do tawbah in a day? Each of us must have a diary. It's very, very important. Keep your record. But nowadays you don't need a diary, you got it on the mobile phone. Keep your notes there. From morning to evening, how many good things I have done. Keep a note of it. And then from morning to evening, how many ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I did not do. How many sins I have committed. How many times I use my eyes gazing on the women. How many times I use my tongue doing ghibah, doing backbiting, speaking about the dunya, swearing at someone, having an argument with someone. My ears, did I spend the whole day listening to the Quran or listening good things? Or was I listening to the backbiting? Was I listening to the music? My organs of the body, how did I use them? Each organ will have to give a reply on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Each organ and limb of the body will speak on the Day of Judgment. وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah will seal the mouth. The mouth will not be able to speak. The organs of the body will speak on the Day of Judgment. So keep a note. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, at the time of evening when you go to sleep at night, make wudu, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read 4 kuls. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ هُوَ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ هُوَ النَّاسُ and Ayatul Kursi. Blow it on your palms. Shaitan will not come in your dreams. You will have a peaceful sleep at night. After doing that, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says, take the account of your day. If you find out in your notes that you have done good things today, you never missed any salah. You never did a bad thing with the mouth, with the ears, with the hands, with the legs. Even your belly, you're protecting it from haram. You never ate anything which was haram. Even your income, you made sure that you were earning the halal money. Then you thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah will give you more opportunity tomorrow. Yeah? Allah will make you do good, more things tomorrow. But in your notes, when you find out, oh, I miss my salah, salatul zuhr, salatul asr, salatul maghrib, salatul isha, and I did qaza. You did it, but you did qaza. So the farziyat will go. The obligation of salah will go by doing qaza. But the sawab which you get in the salah taqanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawkuta, you are supposed to read your salah on the time, mawkuta, on the waqt. You will not get that sawab. Although your farziyat will be removed, your obligation will be removed, that you did do it, but you did qaza. But you don't get the reward of it. So what do you do now? Iru Toba. You know what Toba is? Toba doesn't need even to use your mouth. That is Toba. Istighfar, you need to use your mouth. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that Toba is of three stages. You realize you are doing something wrong, straight away in your heart you say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to miss the salah. In your heart. That is the first stage of Toba. Number two, the second is regret. Wallahi, I was supposed to do salah, but I missed it. And he's full of remorse, regret. I've done something very silly. I was not supposed to do it. Why did I do it? Then Imam Nawawi says the third one is to make a niyyah that from now on until I die, I'm not going to miss the salah. That is regarding one hukam. Then there are so many hukam. I looked at the woman. I'm not going to look. First stage. Second, why did I look at her? You regret. Third one, I will never look at the woman until I stay alive on this earth. In the same way, you realize you're earning haram. I'm not going to go for haram now. I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to do it. The second stage, regret. Why did I do it? I was feeding my children with the haram money. That is why the children are not listening to me. They're not on the path of the deen. I'm going to stop it. Because Allah is the one who gives sustenance. Why should I go for haram? وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَوْدِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah is responsible for my sustenance. I'm not going to do it until I stay alive on this earth. So make a resolution in the life. A Muslim who lives without a resolution is not a good Muslim. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Everyone has to adopt the resolution. Before we leave the masjid today, make a resolution that I will make Toba. The Prophet ﷺ used to make Toba 100 times. I will make 200 times Toba. Inshallah. So 200 times Toba. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. Before you go set up for work, make Toba 100 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. How long does it take? Not even 5 minutes. You don't have to read the whole one. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambi wa atubu ilayk. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambin aznabtuhu amadan aw khatan sirran aw alaniyatan wa atubu ilayhi min adh-dhanbi alladhi a'lamu wa min adh-dhanbi alladhi la a'lam innaka anta allamul ghuyub wa sattarul ghuyub wa ghaffarul dhunub la hawla wa this is a long one. Then there is one sayyidul istighfar which is much longer than that. But for a common Muslim, astaghfirullah. Allahummaghfirli. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that sometimes we used to notice, in one go, he used to read 100 times, Rabbik filli watub alayya innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbik filli watub alayya innaka antat tawwabur rahim. 100 times. So make a resolution today, before we leave this masjid today, that I will adopt Tawbah in my life. I want my nafs-e-ammara to become nafs-e-lawwama. And from that stage, I want it to move it to nafs-e-mutmainna. And when the time comes for my death, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to address me, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbik, radiyatam mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So inshallah, we'll continue the Tawbah Bayan next week, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashadu an la ilaha illa anta.